You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. So you can go to our website and register your review of Sarah Palin's speech last night. Tell us what you thought at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Zach writes, Governor Palin did a better-than-expected job pumping up the crowd and came across as a super mom, hockey mom. The red flag should be that she spent most of the time since she was announced preparing just for this one speech. The real test is how she can handle some unscripted, tough questions, handle a debate with an experienced senator, and handle who knows what else will come up from her past in the weeks to come. Stay tuned. Thank you, Zach. You can reach us at 877-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Well, video gamers and computer gamers will, well, if they're not in church on Sunday, will be able to stay home and play God.
They built starships, and they set out to conquer the galaxy. But what they never realized was that all along the way, from humble microbes to starship captains, someone had guided them at every turn. And that someone is you. Spore, how will you create the universe?
Spore is the latest game from Will Wright, the godfather of simulation gaming, who began with single-player simulations like SimAnt, a simulated ant colony, upgraded that to SimCity, a simulated city, then the multiplayer Sims, which is a simulation of human behavior. Now Spore, which comes out on Sunday, takes it to a whole new level. It's kind of like evolutionary biology meets computer simulation. And addicted to Spore, like millions of others who are anticipating this game, is Dr. Thomas Neer, assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Yale University, where he joins us this morning. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Neer.
Good morning.
So you're way into Spore at this point. Explain what it is that you do.
Well, I study the evolutionary biology of fishes, and I study how new species evolve, and we actually go about trying to decipher those patterns as well as describing new species.
And the idea of Spore is that it simulates the entire biosphere. You create organisms, and then they are pitted against other organisms that are created in this new universe and evolve, and it's sort of survival of the fittest?
Yeah, indeed it is. But it's quite a departure from evolutionary biology in that there's really very little population biology, very little natural selection, very little reproduction. It essentially uses themes that you see in many video games where as you progress through the game, you're able to get more sophisticated body parts, just as in many games as you progress, you'd be able to get more sophisticated weapons.
So what sorts of organisms have you designed, and what seems to give people an advantage at this point? It's actually sort of hard to know because the game isn't out yet, but there are some clues.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I've probably played the game, you know, no more than a total of 6 or 7 hours at this point. But essentially, you start off as a single-celled animal, and you could choose whether you're a carnivore or an herbivore, and you float around this primordial soup, and you eat other animals if you're a carnivore, or you eat small single-celled plants if you're the herbivore. And as you eat more and more things, you gain what are called these DNA points, and then you trade them in to get more complex parts.
So very different from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, very different from Grand Theft Auto, that indeed. But just like in Grand Theft Auto, you have to progress through certain aspects of the game to make it to, you know, the next level. And that's exactly what's happening in Spore. So in a sense, it's very different from the simulation games produced, you know, like the sim games you mentioned before. This definitely is more of kind of a multi-directional scrolling game, and so it's not really a simulation. It's you're essentially going through, adding new parts to this organism, and as you progress, then you evolve in quotes onto as a land-dwelling form, and then you have to have, you know, limbs to move around. And you can essentially trade up ultimately for either wings and ultimately jet propulsion on these organisms. So basically you're going from the ocean to the land, and it's on the land is where most of the action happens after that.
Well, Dr. Neer, do the organisms take the attributes of the creator in any sense? I mean, is it possible to have a personality in this environment, like say in Second Life, or is it something quite different?
Yeah, I think one could, as far as I've seen, one could exhibit their personality in terms of the appearance of the organism. There's quite a bit of variation in the body shape and colors and things like that, but it's not quite as anthropomorphic as something like Second Life is.
What is the most unique organism anyone's come up with so far?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to say. The game is populated with literally millions of organisms because EA was very clever in allowing gamers access to Spore through different mechanisms that allowed people to create, to design and make these organisms that then kind of populate the worlds that make up the Spore.
But some of them had to be a little odd or interesting.
Well, yeah,
or...
I mean, they all look strange, but they're all basically, at least the land-dwelling forms that I've run into, are all, you know, limbed organisms. They look like some form of vertebrate, one sense or another. Most of them are what, you know, biologists would call tetrapods, in that they have four limbs.
Some of them are actually kind of cute. I mean, that's one of the surprising things.
That's
actually
right.
Cute,
that's right.
Little organisms.
So there is a lot of cute factor here too. And what we've seen, just in kind of and working with Carl Zimmer, who wrote the New York Times article that was out on Tuesday, we interacted with some teenagers and younger kids who are playing the game. And one thing I have noticed that appeals to both young boys and young girls.
All right,
and I think, you know, because one could take an aggressive approach and go about and win the game by, you know, killing everything around you. But then again, you could create a cute organism that basically has the advantage by befriending a bunch of other species.
Different ways of thriving in a whole new world. Dr. Thomas Neer, Assistant Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale University, thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Dr. Neer talking about the new game Spore from EA, that's Electronic Arts, which will be released on Sunday. And now headlines from Femi Okay.
Thanks, John. Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour.